Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I hope you do. Hope your Bible's with me too. We're going to start with Matthew 28. Put your finger there and go to John 11. Hallelujah. The kids sang a song. God's not dead. He is surely alive. He's living on my inside. He's roaring like a lion. How about you? Amen. Sometimes the devil comes out in as a roaring lion, but we serve the Lion of Judah, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what I'm here to do today? I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to speak the word to comfort you. Hallelujah. God's in love with you. Look at the one next to you. He said, God loves you so much. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Hallelujah. Just before we start. Because he lives,
I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
now, congregation, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give God another hand. Hey, we're here to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're celebrating you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when the kids were and the children were singing that song, it just blesses my heart. I love to see the children praise and worship God. Amen. That's when praise is perfected. It's perfected through our children. Amen. Oh man, let's don't hold our children back. Let's encourage our children to praise the Lord with all the gusto they've got. So many of us were raised in a house that really didn't praise the Lord and shout the Lord, and we kind of feel uncomfortable in that. And when we raise our children up praising the Lord, they're not going to feel uncomfortable praising God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, today as we celebrate the resurrection, you know, it's the reason that we meet every Sunday. You know, the Sabbath was on Saturday, but he arose on Sunday. So we gather to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Because if he didn't if he wasn't raised from the dead, there's no need for us to be here today. But because he lives, there's life coming to you and I. And it's kind of interesting. I love this story in Matthew 28. Mary Magdalene, that's something about Mary Magdalene. Now, come on now. Mary Magdalene had seven demons that she got delivered from. How many of you have God delivered you from something? Hallelujah. Hey, when God delivers you from something, man, it puts something inside of you. Amen. Gets you a little excited about the Lord. So she had Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of John, James and John. They're coming to the sepulchre. It's the first day of the week. And they're coming and the stone's rolled away and they begin to run. But I want to focus your attention today on one sentence. The angel of the Lord said, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. He is not here, for he has risen as he has he said, is what it says in the King James. What did he say? This is where we're going to preach today. Out of John 11, 25 and 26. He said, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We're in John 11, 25, everybody, because I said Matthew 28. So go with me to John 11, 25, so I don't confuse everybody in the house before you ever get started. We're looking back to what Jesus said. He said, I am the resurrection, verse 25, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? The title of this message this morning is, I am the resurrection. And there's three things I want to share out of this text with you today. To do three things. To build you up, to encourage you, and to comfort you by the preaching and teaching of God's word. There's three things we find in this text in John 11, 25 and 26. We find the grantor, the grantee, and the grant. Amen? Can we just lift our word together and make a declaration in the house? Would you lift your word with me? Can you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, we're grateful that you sent it here today to accomplish something now. So as your word goes forth today, as your word is declared in Isaiah, it will never return to you void. Father, I pray that you minister to every heart and every life of each and every individual that's gathered here today. If there's any here that do not know you to be their Lord and Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's any here that have drawn away from you, Father God, or drifted away from you, may this be the day they're drawn back to you, Father God. And for the entire body of believers, Father God, may we be built up and comforted and exhort it by the preaching and teaching of your word, and we'll never cease to give you glory. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Man, I was so excited about this day, Resurrection Sunday. Yesterday, we had an opportunity to minister to the community, and we had a great crowd that came out for our children that came out. I thank Amber and the teachers for the awesome job you did. It was great teamwork. We all worked together to accomplish a common goal to minister the gospel. Yeah? I think we served like 200 hot dogs yesterday. Thank you, Quentin, for frying up the dogs and all those that helped serve them and all the candy and the Easter eggs and all those that donated. None of it was wasted. I think we had like 82 little children that registered and with parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents. And we had a crowd here yesterday. And we give God the glory for everything that he did yesterday. So give yourself a pat on the back and say, job well done. Amen. Praise God. First, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. And I'm going to talk to you. He's the grantor. He's the grantor. He's the source of all life. The source of all life. Remember, he said, when the angel of the Lord spoke to Mary and Mary, the angel of the Lord said, he is not here, for he has risen. As he said, what did he say? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. So look with me in John chapter 6, verse number 35. Speaking about the great I am, Jesus. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He's the source of life. He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. When I think about bread and I think about water, it speaks of things that sustain life. Things that sustain life. He is the sustainer of life. He is the giver of life. He is the sustainer of life. You know, he also said, I am, in John 8, 12, he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In other words, he says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. He that follows me won't walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He is the source, the giver, the grantor of life. You know, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about Moses, when he was out in the wilderness in Exodus chapter 3, and the voice from the burning bush said to him, I am that I am. Jesus is the I am. Jesus is the great I am. He is the voice. He is the voice that is speaking to you and I today. You know, in John 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, but darkness comprehended it not. John would say in Romans 13, 12, he would say, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. He said in John 14, 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. No matter how good I am, no matter what I've done, it's not, that doesn't mean nothing to God. What means something to God is my trust in Jesus Christ alone. He is the only way to heaven. He is the light from heaven. He is the truth from heaven. Remember what he said, what the angel of the Lord said. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. You know, Jesus would say in John 10:10, he would say, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill. But I have come to give life, and that life more abundantly. Not only did he give us life, but he gave us life in abundance. He would say in 1 John chapter 5, he that believeth in me have life. He that believeth not have not life. These things have I written to you that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. This is a no-so mentality. This isn't a think-so. This isn't a maybe-so. It's a no-so. Amen. How many know when you know that you know that you know? Amen. If you know something, nobody can tell you. If you know what you know that you know, that's what God wants us to know. Amen. Amen. That he is the source of life. He is the only source of life. That he came to give you and I life so that we'd have it to the abundance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Then he said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So I am the resurrection and life. That's the grantor. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, is the grantee. It speaks about the recipient. Who is the recipient? You and I. The Bible says in Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So who is whosoever? It's all of us. It's everyone that's in the room. You know, Jesus, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 6, 23, he said, for the wages of sin is depth. But the gift of God, the wages of sin is depth, but the gift of God, the wages of sin is depth, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I had a brain freeze there for a moment. You ever had a brain freeze? Amen. And I didn't even have no ice cream. Praise God. The wages of sin. The wages of sin is death. That word death comes from the Greek word thanatos. And that word means to be separated from God. Amen. So he says in John 3:36. He says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There isn't many options here. I was thinking about Shakespeare this morning. I was in my office, and I was thinking when I was studying this morning, and I was thinking about Shakespeare. To be or not to be? That is the question. And that is the question God is posing to you and I today. To be saved or not to be saved? That is the question. That is the question that he's posing before us today. Amen? On this day that we celebrate the resurrection. Jesus said in John 12:46, he says, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, have one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Amen. In other words, again, he said, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. What did he say? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he died, what did he say? He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We're to walk in newness of life. We're not, the old man dies, the new man is resurrected. Amen? And in this resurrection service, God wants to resurrect something in our spirit today. And you sit there and you say, here's what we say. Well, you say, Pastor, well, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. But the word has to manifest. God wants the word to be manifested in our hearts and lives. God wants the word to become life. You know, that the things that we do and the things that we say and the actions we take bring glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said that I am the resurrection and the life. He is the grantor. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That speaks to each and every one of us, the grantee. What is the grant? He that liveth shall never die. Whoever liveth, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. The grant is eternal life. The grant is life now and life for eternity. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This isn't about what we've done to earn it. It's about putting trust in Jesus Christ alone. He's the one that did it. I'm not here to judge anybody. Jesus didn't come to judge the world. He came to save the world. We're here to love on everyone, to show you the way of the Lord, to show you him. Amen. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It's between you and the Lord. All God says to us is just share the way, share the truth, share the life about Jesus Christ. What anybody does with it is on you. Hey, God wants to start a work in every life in the room. No matter where you're at, God wants to take you to another level. He wants to take you another place. The glory of, we go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. We continue to grow, grow, grow. We continue to know. And then we'll continue to show. Amen. And you know what I'm here to do? I'm here to show off Jesus. Amen. Because you're going to show off Jesus? Let me give you a high five.
Yeah.
We're here to show off Jesus. It's not what I've done. It's not what you've done. It's what he did. Amen. He's the one that paid the price on Calvary. It's kind of amazing. Us, the church, when we suffer, we blame God. When Jesus suffered on the cross, he said, forgive them. In other words, it's just the reverse. Amen. God wants to reverse the curse. God wants to turn things around. God has a plan for your life, and it's for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and expect an end. God has good things for you. We serve a good God. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. This house should be filled with joy because he's alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've shared this before. You know, every Easter, as a young man when I was addicted to cocaine, every Easter, I would go to my daddy's church, and every Easter I would raise my hand and give my hand to Jesus, my life to Jesus. And after, as soon as I left the church and got home, I went back to the same old thing. See, and then I would go back on Easter, raise my hand for salvation, go back on Monday and do the same thing. Sometimes it didn't even take to Monday. I did the same thing. That was like I was riding down life's highway, and Jesus was on the side of the road hitchhiking, and I just said, Lord, come and take a ride with me. Amen. But on October the 12th, 1997, I'll never forget the day. That day, Jesus came in and took the wheel of my life. He came in as not my Savior. He came in as my Lord. Amen. And as he came in as my Lord, he delivered me instantaneously from my addiction that I had for 18 years. Amen. We serve a God that can do exceedingly abundantly of what we ever expect or even ask for. Amen. Amen. The same God that set me free is the same God that's here to set everyone in the room free. Amen. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. I never could do it without him. Oh, I thought I could. Oh, I had all kinds of knowledge in the Bible. Oh, I was raised in the church. Hello? Oh, I knew the Bible. Oh, I went to all the Sunday school classes. I went to the youth camps. I went to Bible school. I learned all the rules. Amen. But there wasn't revelation in my heart. There wasn't revelation in my life. Until on October the 12th, 1997. That's when I surrendered my life completely to him and things turned around. Amen. So what are you saying? What are you saying to you and I is he's no respecter of persons. He's the grantor. We're the grantees. And he has a grant to give to you and I. This grant is eternal life. Look with me in John 8 for a moment. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Everybody know that I have a lot of favorite scriptures in the Bible, right? You hear me? If you come here often, you'll hear me say, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. John 8, 51. Remember our text in Matthew 28, 6. He is not here, for he is risen as he has said. Jesus said, and Matthew 8, 51, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Matter of fact, in the Amplified, the Word of God says, he shall never see or experience death. He shall never see or experience. Well, what do you mean? I see a lot of Christians dying. Well, let me say this to you. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Whether I'm absent or present, I belong to the Lord. I believe once we die, we move from glory to glory. We go from spirit to life. The spirit man never dies. Amen. It does not die because I'm in Christ Jesus and he is my resurrection and he is my life. Amen. And he is your resurrection and he is your life. In other words, that is our hope. I've been in hospital rooms where people did not know Jesus, and I've witnessed death, and I witnessed the fear that came over them with death. But I've been in the midst of brothers and sisters in Christ when death came and there was a peace that came over them. The peace that surmounts every bit of understanding. Because fear has torment, but perfect love casts out all fear. Amen. Now I'm not sucking or saying, hey, I believe we're all to have a long life. Amen. I'm planning to live until Jesus returns. Amen. I'm not looking for the grave. I'm not trying to get there. Okay. I'm not going to go till I'm done. Amen. But at the same time, I don't have the fear of death because I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. For I know
my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify that this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives.
Amen. He lives to take away my sin. Praise God. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Turn with me just for a moment, just at 2 Timothy. And the Apostle Paul's words in 2 Timothy, to his student Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 9. The word of God says, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. So what is he saying to you and I today, simply in closing today? He is saying today, hey, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And the last words is this, believeth thou this. Believeth thou this. You know, the word of God says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So in closing today, we find the grantor of life is Jesus Christ. The grantee is you and I. The grant is life eternal. The call is whosoever shall call upon him shall be saved. Maybe you're here this morning and you, like most people, you have sinned and you've come short of the glory of God. The Bible says all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We shared how the wages of our sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, the Bible says that God so loves you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. See, what Jesus did for you and I is he died on the cross, he arose from the grave, he paid the penalties for your sins and my sins, and he purchased us all a place in heaven. The Bible says, we like sheep have all gone astray to each your own way. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. See, this gift is received by faith. What is faith? Faith is putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. The Bible says he is the way, he is the truth and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by him. So by putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, it draws you and I from our sinful nature to God. And if that makes sense to you today, God is offering that gift to whosoever will. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. In the closing moments of the service, if you're here today and you